Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
San Francisco's Juul ban, an all-electric airplane, and more news. By Alex Baker Whitcomb. San Francisco said goodbye to e-cigarettes, an airplane maker went all-electric, and a Minnesota cop was awarded money because of her snooping colleagues. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Today's headlines. San Francisco's e-cigarette ban aims to goose the FDA. This week, San Francisco city officials banned the sale and delivery of e-cigarettes, like the popular Juul brand, until they're approved by the FDA. While it's an attempt to stop e-cigarettes from getting into the hands of young people, the U.S. Surgeon General has called e-cigarette use among youth an epidemic. The move may be more of a message to push the FDA to review whether these products are safe for consumers at all. An aviation pioneer goes all in on electric planes. André Borschberg, one of two men to fly around the world in a solar-powered plane, is on to new things, a company called H55. Now, instead of solar power, he's going electric, with a two-seater battery-powered plane that can stay aloft for up to 90 minutes. The plane, made to help people learn how to fly, can go 125 miles per hour and charges in just an hour. Cocktail conversation. Worried government employees might be looking at your information? One Minnesota woman was, and it turns out she was right. Amy Krekelberg, a Minnesota police officer, was awarded $585,000 after discovering through an audit that her DMV information, things like her picture, height, weight, and address, had been viewed over 1,000 times since 2003. The creepiest thing, over 500 of those were by her fellow colleagues, and often in the middle of the night. Wired recommends best robot vacuums. Chores are the worst. Maybe you're good about wiping down the counters and doing the dishes, but cleaning the floors is a pain. But we have robots for that, specifically robot vacuums, and Wired's reviewers have put together a list of the best you can buy right now.